1-800-875-5555 or visit us at yoursterlingpharmacy.com to transfer your prescriptions today. We look forward to meeting you.
14 degrees with a cloudy sky at 7:21. Joining us now in our studio is Rice County Attorney John Fossum. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in. You had to dodge the construction crews early this morning.
Yeah, it's nice out there. It's a little cold. Just some few little flakes drifting down.
I think that's actually debris
from
the construction next door. And folks, I'll warn you in advance, if you hear some loud thumping or banging in the background, that is, I think they're breaking up the foundation for the Archer House this morning or something. Yeah. We've heard some noises. Well, thanks for coming in. Let's a couple of things that we want to talk to you about today. Let's talk about the new jail and how it's going to be funded. There's a proposal that's come from the Rice County Board of funding that potentially with a sales tax increase. I guess the mechanisms behind that from a legal standpoint, what they would have to do if that were to come to be?
Sure. Well, we're talking about a $50 million project, and so obviously, the county will pay issue bonds to pay for that. And one of the mechanisms that they're looking for as a way to pay back the bonds is to issue the sales tax. And the sales tax, I think the number they approved was 0.375%. So 0.375%. And the board proposes that they send it to the legislature. The legislature will. If the legislature passes it, then it comes back for the voters to consider in the fall. So it would be on the ballot in November if the legislature approves it this session.
Do you have an idea how long it's going to take to pay back $50 million or more? Is that going to be a permanent 0.375 increase, or will it expire in X amount of years?
And I think the plan is it would expire either when the bonds expire or when they remove it, and I think the bonds would be 20 to 30-year bonds, depending on the interest rates and everything else when the bonding goes out later this year.
All right. Rice County Attorney John Fossum, we'll find out more about that. Have they taken that to the legislature yet, or is that still in the works? Do you know?
The requirement was that the legislature have it referred to them by the end of January, which is why the board acted on it on January 31st. And so it has been sent to the legislature, and where it is in the legislature is it. I'm
anyone's
not privy
guess.
To,
but okay,
that is that's the next step. And so if the legislature passes that, presumably with some other things this year, then it comes back, and the voters get the opportunity to be heard on what they think about that this fall.
All right. Let's talk about an incident that happened, I believe, just last week. There was a Rice County deputy involved with a highway death on Highway 60 outside of Faribault, in a rather unusual circumstance. A woman was evidently on Highway 60 in Faribault and at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there's been some video released of the incident. Just a strange story. Can you shed a little light on that? What do you know about that?
Well, it's still under investigation by the State Patrol, and because it involves a sheriff's deputy, they referred it to the State Patrol for investigation. It occurred on Highway 60 just east of Morristown, 15 miles from Faribault, and the squad video that the sheriff's office released last week showed that the deputy was traveling along at 59 miles an hour in a 60 mile an hour zone on Highway 60, and it's a dark highway. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, and suddenly you see an object in front of the car, and it's about 2 seconds. Before a possible crash there, and so it's pretty. It seems likely there wasn't any time for him to react or do anything. You're traveling at 86 feet per second at 60 miles an hour, and a car takes 130 feet to stop. So if you got 2 seconds, that's not enough time for the car to stop or do anything. So I think that we'll see what the State Patrol report says. We'll see what the autopsy report says. But there's a lot of information we just don't have yet.
All right. At what point will your office, I guess, get involved in this? You haven't had direct involvement in the case yet, have you?
No, I have not. And so what I have is the public information that you have. And so we will be waiting for that report from the State Patrol. We'll be waiting for the autopsy report from the medical examiner's office. And then because it involves a sheriff's deputy, a Rice County sheriff's sergeant, we will be referring it out to another agency for review. So another county attorney's office will be making the review. It won't be up to me to decide what happens, if there's going to be any prosecution. But we'll make sure that we follow a fair process and everything investigated appropriately.
All right. Rice County has recently decided to combine some of their departments, not yours. I guess you're not directly involved in this, but social services and corrections. So there is some connection, I guess, to you with that corrections department. What are your thoughts on that? Can you give us some insight as to what happened there? Why they made that decision?
And I think what it is our longtime social services director, Mark Shaw, retired last month, and they saw that as an opportunity to say that, instead of simply appointing a new social services director, they could rethink the way they operate those departments. And so instead of a new social services director, we have a new deputy county administrator, who is now Rick Giesecke, who was our director of community corrections. And so he will be overseeing those departments. They're adding more management to the social services department and to the corrections department. So those people will be providing the direction to the employees and answering to Rick, and Rick will have the opportunity to kind of control stuff. But the social services department has, of course, grown pretty significantly over the years. It's funded a great deal by state funds and by federal funds, but there's a lot of staff there, and there's a lot going on, and it's really its own kind of unit. But by having social services and community corrections, we know it is our probation department. They do deal with people on pretrial release. They deal with juveniles who are being prosecuted for delinquency offenses or for who have other issues such as truancy. And social services often deals with those same people and deals with those same agencies. So they thought there might be some efficiencies, some opportunity for those groups to work better together, particularly if they're in the same unit. Or if they have the same, respond to the same organizational structure. Mm-hmm. And so that's the goal. This is a model that is used in Olmsted County and a couple of other, I think, Crow Wing County up north, which is roughly the size of Rice County in population. And so with those counties having plowed this ground for us, it's an opportunity to see if we can achieve greater efficiency in the way those units can work together and have a single department head who's actually the deputy county administrator.
How long is this plan going to take to come together? I'm sure it's in the works right now, and you've got some of those goals accomplished, but any idea how long that's going to take?
Well, Rick is already in place as our mm-hmm. our deputy administrator, and they are filling some of those supervision positions and moving forward with all of the extra work they need to do to get this done. I don't know the details of when they expect to have it all lined up, but I think it's more of an evolution than a snap process. So I think mm-hmm. a lot of it is going to take a while.
Okay. Once again, John Fossum is with us from the Rice County Attorney. John, we've talked last 2 years about the court backlog and getting trials going. We've had during January, the big spike in COVID. It seems to be easing right now. Where is your office at as far as its daily functions and holding trials and clearing off some of that docket?
You know, part of what we're doing in order to help meet the backlog is we're bringing in some additional staff. And so we're going to hire two additional lawyers and one additional support staff to help meet that need. We're currently fully staffed among lawyers. We've got 10 full-time lawyers in the office, including me, and we're going to go up to 12 to make sure that we're doing better to do this using federal funds to help meet that backlog. We have two cases that I think are still calendared for trial on Monday, and if those go forward, in the meantime, a lot of cases were resolved yesterday at settlement conferences, so we're able to clear some of the things out of the way. According to the numbers I got from the court last week, we have achieved what the court's goal was for our backlog in March, here in the first week of February, so we feel like we're meeting their goals. But we're also, you know, clear that these cases aren't just numbers. They're also people. There are things going on that we can't just ignore. And so we're not going to dismiss cases if we're not looking out for the victims. We're not going to dismiss cases if these people are a danger to public safety. And we're not going to just get rid of cases. We will make sure that we are following our obligations to protect public safety, protect our victims, and to get accountability where people have caused problems.
All right. John, that's all I have for you. Anything else you'd like to mention what we have here?
No, I think that's what I have for you this morning, Jeff. Right. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. We'll see you next month.
All right. Thank you.
Rice County Attorney John Fossum. Listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.